This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mariners looking to avoid a three-game sweep against the Red Sox. The M sending Christian Bergman to the mound. His opposition, Rick Porcello. Let's pick it up. Bottom three. Game is scoreless.
Should be made to order. Double play. 5-4-3. Rack 'em. The Mookie Betts. Recalled. Nice job, Christian Bergman. He's benefited from a double play in each of the first three innings in this scoreless ballgame.
1-0 Mariners looking for more here in the seventh. Swing and a late skipping line drive. It's snagged in shallow center by Bogart. It's under Moreland's glove. Ruiz scores and the Mariners tack on a run. The 1-0 pitch to Heredia. Swing and a drive deep to left field. Heading toward Lansdowne Street, and this one is out of the ballpark onto Lansdowne. Guillermo Heredia, and it gives the Mariners a 3-0 lead over the Red Sox.
3-2 to Cano, runner at second. This one hit well. Slicing drive, going back. Benintendi watches it get out of here, and the Mariners have a 5-0 lead here in Boston.
The M's avoid the three-game sweep as they take it 5-0. All three games in this series resulted in shutouts. Boston's six-game winning streak is snapped. Christian Bergman blanks the Sox through seven. He comes just one out shy of the longest scoreless outing of his career. After snapping a 23-inning scoreless drought, the Mariners went on for a 5-0 win over the Red Sox on Sunday to avoid a three-game sweep. Seattle skipper Scott Servais shared his thoughts after the win.
It was great. Attacked him, obviously had the double play ball going, which was huge, and kept the pitch count in check. Can't say enough about the effort he gave us today. And again, throwing strikes, attacking the strike zone, certainly what you have to do here in this ballpark against this team.
You got some run. Had a chance to get a few more.
Yeah, it was really a struggle to get five runs up there today with all the traffic we had out there. Porcello hung in there. He battles. He doesn't give in. And, I thought we had, it's crazy to get the one run on a wild pitch. Was a struggle, but got some big hits, a lot of hits today. I thought our offensive approach, we were much more aggressive on the fastball, and guys showed up ready to play today. It was a good day.
Scott, with that much traffic, eventually runs are going to come, I think.
I hope so, but it hasn't been easy. It hasn't been easy for us. We've been kind of a little, it's been a struggle. I thought yesterday, probably hit rock bottom. The only way to get out of the bottom is start crawling up. So hopefully we're on the right path.
Nice swings by Heredia, and then Robbie, I thought that bat was going forever, by the way.
Heredia's been really solid all year. He's the guy that comes with good energy every day, plays the game the right way, and the middle of our lineup, Cano, Cruz, Seager had a good day. It's great to see those guys come to life today.
Hey, Chooch, bottom of your order, too.
Yeah, I really thought Chooch, just the little things a catcher can do that sometimes goes unnoticed, we get the pace of the game, the rhythm of the game, getting the ball back to the pitcher, calling a good game, and then getting a multi-hit game out at our catcher position, it's been a struggle for guys back there. So real positive for him today. Happy for him. I know he's been frustrated. He knows he's better than he's played. We needed a shot in the arm. He gave it to us.
For Bergman to have two outings out of three like that, is that a little bit more eye-opening?
I don't know if eye-opening. I called it. He's going to, if you go back to the rough one he had over in Washington, we didn't make a play, and then it kind of got crazy after that, and he had to ride it out. But he's been good. He pounds the strike zone. He trusts his stuff, and he's been through it enough to understand. You just got to keep going and keep fighting and keep battling. And it's been great for us. Certainly have had a lot of opportunity for starting pitchers to step up, and he's grabbed it and ran with it.
Diaz to battle through a little adversity in the ninth, too.
Yeah, we're looking for our last double play ball. It just didn't happen there. But, good inning for Eddie. Threw strikes. Good slider.
The four double plays in the first four innings, I just speak to Bergman's keeping the ball down.
Yeah, keeping the ball down. He's got a little late life. Good movement to the ball. And, he stayed at the bottom of the strike zone. Good things will happen.
The M's continue their road trip way out west in Colorado on Monday as they take on the Rockies.